April 1st of this year. Zoe was 3 years, 8 months old, and she had her first tonic-clonic seizure actually in Carbondale. We were told at that point there was a 50% chance she would never have a seizure again. It was an isolated incident, and we were released. She was diagnosed with epilepsy only 4 days later. They gave us three options for treatment, two typical anti-epileptic drugs, one of them being the one she already had a bad reaction to, and the third being CBD. So we chose CBD. Her tonic-clonic, kind of your classic grand mal seizure, those stopped for over a month. Unfortunately, the next day, something else started happening, which I wasn't quite sure what it was. After some research, I later found out it's called a drop seizure, and it's very rare. Only about 5,000 kids in this country have what Zoe was then diagnosed with. It turned out that she was having, you know, over 1,000 seizures a day. She was basically seizing for 10 days every 20 seconds. She was losing everything that she had ever learned. And the thing about seizures is they fry parts of your brain, essentially. A lot of kids like her end up in a wheelchair and fed through a G-tube because it just takes everything. Zoe was admitted into ketogenic clinic. It requires a week-long hospital stay to do it medically safe. Within the first week of ketogenics, her drop seizures went away, and luckily they have not come back. Also during that hospital stay, I started incorporating THC into her regimen, which really helped with everything. So we got down to only having what are called myoclonic, so they're just little jerk seizures during her sleep, which have basically been the only ones that have remained. Before Thanksgiving, Zoe was in the CBD study at Children's Hospital for what's called pharmacokinetics and toxicology for the FDA. And what that study is designed for is to help the FDA determine dosing for CBD. See, right now, only some doctors will help you and give you some kind of clue, but if they don't want to federally risk their license, they're not going to give you an exact dose for what you should be giving your kids. So as parents, there's a risk that we're going to over-medicate our children or under-medicate them. Either way, it's not a good situation. In August, Zoe was featured as one of the five patients in the country for what's called the Abby Studdard Lecture Conference. So all of Zoe's case is now going to be in Harvard medical textbooks. So they'll use Zoe as a case study in order to educate, you know, the next generation of doctors, which I always said, you know, when this started that we were going to take more from epilepsy than it was going to take from our family. And we were going to give whatever we took to as many other people as we could. And I feel like we're accomplishing some of that.